With Ryan and Lachlan.
It hurts so much.
From here.
Still good. Yeah. Still crazy much.
So, this is right.
Say, mama, mama, me.
Mama, mama, me.
Do you want me to ask you the questions? Or
you go first.
No, I'm asking you. You're the first one.
Why am I first?
Because the microphone's voicing this way.
But then you can take it and improve on it.
No, Ryan.
Which is not fair.
Ryan.
Because you use mine as a benchmark. Ryan. You fly over the benchmark.
Let's do it.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Mental recording, Lachlan is a fag.
Ryan Hughes smells like booze.
Okay.
What narrative structure did you use and why?
The narrative structure I use it for the benefit of the people watching, Lachlan is waving his hands about like a spastic. Anyway, the
this is a lie.
The narrative structure I use was pretty linear in chronological order. I followed like any typical storytelling route, beginning, middle, and end, over 4 pages. I also included a montage, which was done to the tune of Whitesnake. Here I go again on my own. Going down the only road I've ever known. Just thought I'd add that. But I used the montage to show the passage of time. And,
okay. Why did you choose the story you made?
Why did I choose the story I made? Well, some would say it's like a political statement.
Destiny.
No, I'd say it's kind of like a political statement. I'm satirizing like modern culture with the characters I use, like Nick Clegg, David Cameron, Colonel Gaddafi, Boris Johnson, etc., etc. And I wanted to choose the story I made because I thought something that interests me quite a lot is programs like Mock the Week, which takes the mickey out of current events, current affairs. And I see that as a good way of getting laughs because I'm quite a comedian and stuff. And people seem to like me for my wit and charm.
What style would you say your comic is? Realism? Non-realism?
Absurdism.
Absurdism?
Yes, I would say it's absurdism. Don't look at me so surprised. I know you're having a heart attack right now. Just go with it. This crazy trip that I'm about to take you on.
Stop falling.
Absurd. No, I'd say it's venturing on absurdism, basically. You have a look at Monty Python or programs like that, it's pretty much the way I'd see my comic book as taking real people and totally going over the top with them, exaggeration, and putting them in a situation that just wouldn't happen because you wouldn't see David Cameron as the baby Jesus in the Nativity. You wouldn't see Colonel Gaddafi, Charlie Sheen, and Boris Johnson as the three wise men in the Nativity scene. Etc., etc. So it's all pretty LSD trippy.
What references are made to culture, religion, and act?
Quite a friggin' lot. Right? For starters, the main character, Inconsiderate Steve, is based around the images that I morphed, I'll go on to later, are that of Nick Clegg, who's pretty much being inconsiderate to the voting public because of the way he's backtracked on several decisions, U-turning on the plan to stop any health reforms and basically getting into bed with the Tories. That's the main character in itself. I have lots of other references, like for the three wise men I chose three of the most absurd people in modern culture today in Colonel Gaddafi, Boris Johnson and Charlie Sheen. I thought it was pretty winning myself. And at the end, I use Osama bin Laden, which is a culture reference to the fact that he's dead, inverted commas.
Add laughing track.
And I also take advantage of the internet meme about Chuck Norris being some sort of super unstoppable force. Oh my god, it's Chuck Norris, he can kill you with one punch. And Roundhouse kicked the earth back a couple of days. Norris, I use him as the Star of David. Well, not the Star of David, because that's the Jewish sign. The Christmas star. Star rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Okay, where are we? What segment of your college... No, your college. What segment of your comic did you use and why?
I will tell you, Lachlan, I used the whole effing show.
The whole effing show?
I will go on, Lachlan. Don't try and stop me. I used the whole show basically because if I did the Inconsiderate Steve series... Yes, I'm planning on making a series, ladies and gentlemen. If I did it as a series, I could incorporate several short stories, because, to be honest, I'm not the kind of bloke who would make a 16-page comic and churn it out every single week or every single 2 weeks even, because I'm just not that full-on with a work ethic.
You're lazy.
Yes, and... yeah, so...
there's money in it, would you?
No, I'd take the money and run to Mexico.
Mexico.
Mexico. With Craig Barrett. But, I used the whole comic because I wanted to go through the motion of beginning, middle and end, because I thought it'd be a lot easier for me to move through the whole story arc, so I'd be able to know what I'm doing, where it's going to be, and such.
Okay, what influenced you in making this comic?
My main influences in terms of web comics and comics in themselves, Viz. Viz, basically, if you don't know, is a... Well, you probably would know because it's going to be Nick that's listening to this. It's a pretty lowbrow adult comic.
Hello, Nick. If you're listening to this in the future, we're having fun at university/college.
Yeah. I kind of hanged myself in the second week.
No, I didn't.
And Lachlan came to my funeral and cried.
Theo shies, man.
Theo smells. We could just spend the whole of this insulting Theo. Yeah. Is that our question? Theo, you stink. But, so anyway, what question were we on? Me influences, yes. Yeah, it's basically, Viz is a lowbrow adult comic full of different short stories which tend to use very, very lowbrow toilet humour, as I'd like to call it, which is something I'm pretty much in the game of. Has been proven by many a good laugh and many a guilty air. But another one I used as from a design point of view for a webcomic is Jerk City. Right, if you don't know what Jerk City is, it's about four different aliens, pretty much. And it's only like a three-panel long thing that's churned out. I think it's daily or every 2 days. And it uses the function of having real backgrounds, but to like purposefully just pasting on cartoon aliens. And, well, let's say aliens are just deformed people. But why are you making that face? What is going on?
Deformed people.
Yeah, so and I'm using the opposite to how Jerk City does it, which is taking cartoon background, and pasting on real people, then adding effects and morphing and such. Other influences include like different comedy shows and just things that I've gone about in my life that I've seen or observed.
Such as baby Jesus getting burnt alive.
So yeah, such as a baby Jesus getting burnt alive by a...
Chuck Norris is a star.
By Osama bin Laden with a flamethrower.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Allah.
Allah
Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum. Why are we being racist? We're basically parodying
Allah Akbar means God is powerful.
For the benefit, they take Charlotte's at the door and she's making Google eyes at us.
Craig and Michael came up from underneath her.
Yeah, and she's disappeared with Michael. So that's obviously a new blossoming relationship. First Jason, then Craig, now Michael, ladies and gentlemen. Next question, Mr. Scott.
We would make a good radio station.
We need to be on All FM. Exploding high five, Lachlan.
Weenie in the butt.
Weenie in the morning. 97.1.
Suppressed memories.
On 97.1.
Radio. Weenie in the butt.
Well, the audience is stupid.
Oh shit, the mic's on. Right,
okay. Hey, no question.
Right, okay, right. Influences, we'll do that. Talk about how you got your images processed. What sort of techniques did you use?
We're getting a little bit personal here, aren't we, Lachlan?
What techniques do you use to get these images all...
The techniques I use? One word. Guess it.
Liquify.
Google.
To find these images?
Yes.
How?
Now, don't be amazed when I tell you this. There is a search bar.
Search?
You type in. Yes, you type in the name.
The name of what?
The name of the person you want the image of.
And it appears it?
Almost. You then click on images.
Images? Of course.
Yes, it all makes sense. Okay? Just hear me out, right? All right, you click images. And then a new page, right? A new page opens up.
Dig up.
Right? You won't believe this. Tons of pictures of said person that you've just searched appear right there.
Imagine if they could do that with pornography.
That's a whole new chapter. They can, my friend. They can.
We'll find out about this right next week.
What sort of programs did you use then, Ryan? Come on, what sort of things did you do in this program?
Let me adjust my belt. Seriously, it is fucked. Program I used, Adobe Photoshop CS5. Alive. There you go, that's our advertising revenue done for today. I used Adobe Photoshop CS5.
Kit Kat, so nice. Have a break, have a Kit Kat, that is all.
Adobe Photoshop CS5. I downloaded it legally.
And then you bought a copy.
Then I bought the serial code, and I made sure I got it in the most legal of ways.
Like some people.
Yeah. Lachlan. Theo sells pirate DVDs. He's a knockoff Nigel.
Knockoff Nigel.
Knockoff Nigel.
You heard it first.
Radio Ryan. As for the effects I used a lot of cross hatching. I thought that added a nice sort of stroke effect. Well, not stroke, because that's a totally different thing in Photoshop, but stroke as in brush strokes. As in brush strokes, Lachlan.
Brush strokes?
Yes.
I get you.
Yes, everyone gets me because I'm so awesome and I'm Ryan Hughes. So I used the cross hatching tool. I also used the contrast brightness adjustment tools. Used a bit of blurring. And as I had to use, I used Charlie Sheen and the like to be the three wise men. But of course, in the real world, they have never dressed up as the three wise men. So I had to do something really, really tough, Lachlan. Really tough. And I had to take their heads, rip them from their shoulders.
Physically rip them,
yes.
Photoshop.
Yes. Rip them from their shoulders and then slam it into the face of one of the three wise men. So it looks as though you got Charlie Sheen.
An awful lot of strength.
Yeah, it looks as though you got Charlie Sheen, Boris Johnson, and Colonel Gaddafi. Yes, I found and killed Colonel Gaddafi, thank you very much.
He is now the Emperor of the World.
Yes, Ryan.
Slash Universe. Turns out he was an alien. Sorry
slash
about
Jillian,
that.
Jillian 4, 5, whatever it's called. The new habitable planet, as you may have heard of.
All hail Gaddafi. Gaddafi, all hail.
Yeah, so I... That process, after a lot of refining and a lot of blurring, smoothing and feathering, I managed to get the heads of three said celebrities and put them on the three wise men costumes that I had. But the problem was there was barely any three wise men costumes. Ah. So, there's the rub. There's the rub.
There is the wall that you hit.
There is the wall, and I will head on to it when I talk about my technical issues later on.
Right, okay. So, are you going to talk about them now, or talk about...
I'm going to talk about how my characters are portrayed in Inconsiderate Steve Crashing the Nativity.
Okay. How are your characters portrayed?
I'll tell you now what... pleasure to be on the show.
I am actually black.
Okay, all good sounds. The characters were portrayed in a way that pretty much lampooned them.
Lampooned?
Parodied. Took the piss out of.
Just to set the date that we're at the moment, if you're listening to in the future, I am on Series 1, Episode 5 of Game of Thrones.
And I'd just like to apologise for my usage of the P word. It came out unexpectedly and pre-Watershed. I know a lot of kids are listening. Unless it is post-Watershed, then. Fuck. Arse titties. Knickers, penis.
But queef. That is all.
Of course, if it is a... pre-Watershed, then I apologise for all said profanities by myself and my esteemed colleague.
But since it's on the internet, you can fuck off anyway. Twat.
Are you joking? I love it. He doesn't really.
I do.
And that is the sound of Lachlan giving cunnilingus. Licking vagina. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees, Lachlan.
Sorry, I don't know your technical terms. Cavunulingus. And fellatio.
I don't even know what fellatio is. It's not
a woman sucks a guy off.
I don't know what you're saying. A woman sucks a guy off.
That'd just be weird otherwise.
It'd be weird, it'd be gay. Anyway, the characters are portrayed in a parodic fashion. As I mentioned before about Inconsiderate Steve, Nick Clegg. He's played off as an exaggerated version of the Inconsiderate self that he is. I pretty much portray each one of my characters as an absolute tool to an extent. Especially Inconsiderate Steve character, but that'll be a case for every Inconsiderate Steve comic that I do. Of course, by then I would have made a global empire out of it. It'd probably be owned by Disney and then it'd become a kids show. And it won't be called Inconsiderate Steve, it'd be called Happy Tom. Happy Tom.
Ryan is also the creator of Mickey Mouse, but he called it...
Steamboat Willie.
Mickey Steve. Steve Mouse. Steve Mouse.
I called him Bob Mouse.
Inconsiderate Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
They just called him
Inconsiderate
Mickey.
Mouse.
It is the 1990s, and we're recording this on a vinyl player.
As for the signifiers I've used, as it is set in the Nativity, as the title says, Inconsiderate Steve, Episode 1, Crashing the Nativity, out now in any good bookstore and webcomic emporium on the interwebs, I used several key signifiers, like the costumes of the three wise men were true to the era, very, very true to the era. I did a lot of research onto that. And other things include, like, the fact Inconsiderate Steve is always wearing a shirt, Lachlan's sniffing his armpit. He's always wearing a suit, sorry, not a shirt. Always a suit. Suit.
Suit,
Ryan.
Suit.
He's wearing a suit to signify that he is actually not from this place. And that's the whole gimmick of Inconsiderate Steve. He travels from different major events and basically bees an Inconsiderate Steve. And that will be, I'm guessing by now, by the time you're listening to this in the future, it is in the dictionary, in Webster's.
Same with LOL and LMAO.
Laugh my ass off.
With Ryan and Lachlan.
It hurts so much.
That's what we should call the podcast. Laugh my ass off with Ryan and Lachlan. We're so doing that. Anyway, next question. It's the big one.
The big one.
The big kahuna.
Any technical issues?
He just died from technical issues.
I'm sorry, this podcast had a few technical issues. Technical issues. Where do I start, Lachlan?
The beginning.
First technical issues I had was the fact that, of course, Google Images is a cunt.
With a capital C.
No, with a capital K. We don't want to be offensive on this show. It's pre-watershed. But
Ryan just said couldn't.
I said
couldn't.
I said cunt.
As in
the German word.
As in he's in cunts with them. Like cunt with them.
As in coots.
Yeah, coots.
Cunts.
He's Mancunian. He says it wrong. Don't we all?
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. So Google Images was being an absolute tosser, and it led to me getting smaller images that I wanted, because apparently, surprisingly, there is no big pictures of people dressed as the three wise men. Very unchristian of YouTube, sadly. Oh, not YouTube, Google. What the fuck am I saying?
Google and YouTube. So.
I apologize for swearing. YouTube's owned by Google anyway. So that was the first issue. Second issue I had was towards the end, when I was about to hand in pages 3 and 4. Alright, pages 3 and 4 of my 4-page comic.
And 4.
Yes. They... I can't say it.
They crashed.
They crashed. They crashed.
And somehow burnt on his computer.
They didn't burn.
They crashed and burned. And this...
Give him something to see what...
Created an issue with opening corruption...
Which led
just
to...
like the state of the government at the moment.
Oh, snap. Although people in the 2045, when this is probably getting listened to, if the world isn't...
All hail Google. Google, you are a ruler. Thank you.
We appreciate everything you have done for us. And of course, you did wipe out everything that was done in the great wipeout of 2013. So, of course, there is no recollection of this government.
The Coalition!
Coalition. That's happening at the moment.
Yeah.
Margaret Thatcher. Isn't dead yet.
There's rumours, but
you know.
I know now
what
she's
can
in
you
the,
do?
Cryogenic cell. Trying, finding a way for all 10 forms of cancer to be removed from her body. And the Alzheimer's. And I hear it's going well, which is a shame.
Bad sign.
It's a shame for the...
Bitch has to die.
Hate is gonna hate.
Yo.
Right, okay.
Bitch.
So, other technical issues, Ryan? Any
other technical issues? I'd say everything apart from the two aforementioned, the Google Images and the computer crashing, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say was probably my fault for not saving it correctly.
But
rookie error. It can be forgiven.
What have you learned for last time?
I've learnt, don't trust the system.
The system fucks you.
Yeah. So, as for any other technical issues, there is none.
What creative ability did you use?
What creative ability did I use? I used quite a lot, Lachlan. I used quite a lot. I used all 10% of my brain capacity. What I did do, I did try and be unique as compared to everyone else with their anime and their cartoon and their paintings and their fucking this and that and the other and the fucking cunts! Yeah, so I did try to be a bit unique. And I feel I was, So, I thought I used quite a lot of creative ability using. I did experiment quite a lot using different blurs and filters and such. Posterizing was another thing I tried to.
Were you adding beeps in
there? Beeps, as in.
Over the swears.
It's a YouTube audience.
Yeah, but are we giving this to Nick?
We get to edit it first, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
We edit it, put it on YouTube, put the full thing on YYouTube, edit it, and then we can give it to Nick. So, that was the amount of creative ability I used. And now for some music by my friends The Lonely Island.
I think that maxed out the volume. Right.
Last couple of questions. Time management. I did do it on time. If it wasn't for the technical issues with the fact that my comic book pages, two of them corrupted, if it wasn't for that, I would have finished on time. I did manage to hand in what I had on time, and I was given the benefit of the doubt, which is very nice of Nick. Very nice gentleman. Very nice person. I'd love to have a pint with him one day.
Don't listen to the rumors.
As for the response to the feedback I was given, we had a lot of phone calls in about the comic earlier, as you know, Lachlan. And some of them were saying they were mainly mentioning the blurring, the pixelating issue, which I have covered on here, which I do plan on working upon next time. And Amy's at the door. Shall we bring in our guest Amy?
We've got a call on the line two. We've got a call on the line two. Amy Roberts.
Amy Roberts is on the line two. And here she is, the special guest on Hellman with Ryan and Lachlan. Amy Roberts. Amy, what's it like to be on the first episode of Hellman with Ryan and Lachlan?
Well, it's a bit unexpected, really. A bit last minute.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, barged in here. With a smug grin.
That was it. That was Amy Roberts.
Actually, kick down the door. We'll add the sound effect later.
Last question, then we'll talk to you properly. As other response to feedback I got was. What was the other response to feedback I got?
Told people to fuck off.
I do indeed remember throwing a couple of chairs.
Nick gave you some advice.
I told him no, and then Nick brought security in.
It's all a bit complicated. Someone got stabbed. Don't want to go there.
All a bit of hoo-ha that doesn't really need mentioning on this podcast. But all in all, the feedback was positive, and I thank everyone for that. I want to have everyone's children. Thank you.
This has been Lachlan and Ryan. Ryan's. Interviewer, L. Mao, Lachlan. Ryan and Lachlan, thanks for listening. Peace. Allahu Akbar.
Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum.